We're welcoming a new attorney on to Let's Get Legal. I'm always thrilled to welcome someone new on. Angel Traub, it's good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
And you're from A. Traub & Associates, and that's your name right at the start of it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You from the area originally? Or
yes, actually, I grew up in Rolling Meadows. But the racetrack was in my backyard when we had the racetrack.
Right.
And then we moved to Lombard, me and my family, and right out of law school, I started the practice in Lombard.
That's unusual for a lawyer to get out of law school and start a firm, right?
It is. I got sworn in on a Thursday and opened the doors with an opening party on Friday.
Why? Why did you make that leap? A lot of people probably work at another firm, get some practice under them, but do you know right away you wanted, obviously, you wanted to start your own thing?
Yes. Well, I did a summer associateship at a big firm downtown, and it was going to be quite a while until I got one-on-one contact with clients.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I went to law school was to actually work with the people. So I thought best way to do it is to start it on my own, because then I will be the primary contact.
I love that.
Yes.
So you've been doing that out of Lombard, and now you have a second office too, right?
We do, in Arlington Heights.
Okay. So you got yourself, you basically from where you're from and where you live now, you got the whole area covered.
That is exactly right.
Why family law? What about that part of the law world excites you?
So our firm represents a lot of children also. We work as guardian ad litem and child representatives. But in family law, it's the most difficult time people are going through when they're going through a divorce or a separation or a custody battle. It's just very, very difficult for them. And our firm prides itself on being very empathetic, kind of holding hands. We're strong, so we'll tell a client when they're maybe making the wrong steps. But I think that it always just attracted me just to help people through those difficult times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know a lot of, both my brothers are first responders, and they're firefighters. And, you know, I think what they do and why a lot of first responders do is you're often dealing with people on their worst day. And there's some people just built for that. And for many people, divorce is one of those worst days or weeks or months. And you got to be a hardy person to be someone that's going to hold their hand through that. But also, like you said, tell them, well, maybe they're making the wrong mistake.
Exactly.
Okay. So you've done that for a couple of, how long have you been working at that? How long the firm's been open?
So right now we're in our 22nd year.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
And you've obviously grown since the first day out of law school.
We have. We've grown. It was just me to begin with. And then I had a partner for a short time. But now we've been adding attorneys and actually still expanding.
All right. Do you do like mediations too, and all the different realms that divorces come in, right?
We do. So we do mediation for both divorce and family issues, but we also do it for estate issues as well, because those issues are usually family related as well.
So what are the trends you're seeing now with divorce? Obviously, we're in March now. We're now a couple of years removed from the pandemic for the most part. Have things reached an equilibrium, or are you still very busy right now?
Still very busy right now. I think that with the pandemic, a lot changed for people, and it just got more difficult. And also the whole navigating work from home. A lot of clients have needed therapeutic intervention more so than I remember 15 years ago, 10
really?
Years ago. Oh, yes. And therapists are they've got wait lists miles long, because people have really needed it. The pandemic just did a number on some people.
Yeah,
and I think it also kind of caused the divorce rates to rise a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're locked in the house with someone for an extended period of time. You really kind of separate those that maybe were just kind of middling through versus those that can't make it anymore. Not to make light of that, of course, because obviously it brought a lot of people a lot of stress. And you bring up a good point about just the mental health aspects. I think for people that are happily married, people are going through a lot after the pandemic. People who are single and always have been. But you mix in a rocky marriage and, boy, someone is going through a lot. You add the pandemic on top of that, too.
That's exactly right. And the being locked in a house together, you know, and trying to find workspace in a space that, you know, you used to just live in. It's very different. Trying to teach your children, you know, a lot of parents had to be teachers at the time.
Yeah.
So there was a lot going on.
Do you find yourself, I know you're not a licensed, well, I assume you're not a licensed therapist, but as a divorce lawyer, a lot of what you do is being that shoulder to cry on. one, isn't it?
It really is. And we found, and my firm is one of the very few firms that I know of, but we actually hired a full-time social worker on staff.
Oh, really?
We did. We did it about, I'd say about 4 or 5 years ago. We started with it part-time to kind of help through the navigating the children issues of all the children we represent, but then realized that it also helped our clients that were going through divorce or finding services, providing that extra boost that maybe they couldn't get somewhere else. So we do have one on staff, and it has been very beneficial to our clients to have that
resource. That's a unique thing about what your firm does, because you know, I've met other family attorneys that don't have a social worker on staff. And that's, you know, obviously a lot of attorneys can refer someone to a social worker, but having someone in the office instead of writing someone's number down and being, well, go call this person. No, come on in here and chat with this person. That makes a huge difference.
It really does. And she's also very helpful in finding services or the right kind of therapist for someone, because sometimes they're just lost. They don't even know where to start. Or couples counseling, discernment counseling, which is when maybe one person wants to get the divorce and the other one doesn't. So she just has a lot of tips at her fingertips that really, really help our clients a lot.
I love that. We're talking with Angel Traub from A. Traub & Associates, ATClaw.com. You can call Angel at 630-426-0196. We'll give all that information out again, so keep listening, folks. You said you represent children. What's that title thing that you called?
Yes.
A lot of Latin you use there.
It is guardian ad litem.
What does that mean?
So guardian ad litem means that you are basically the eyes and ears of the court. So if the judge could take his robe off and get off the bench and go speak to the children and see what they're going through, or speak to the teachers or whatnot, they would do it. But there's no just time. Not an ability to. So right. They appoint a licensed attorney who also has met all the requirements to be a guardian ad litem. And we represent the best interests of that child.
So you aren't, this isn't for a couple that's getting divorced. You also then represent the kids. This is something completely separate, right?
Completely separate. No one can hire a guardian ad litem. The court appoints the guardian ad litem.
Have you always done that, or is that a newer part of what you've done?
15 years. And most of us at the firm are guardian ad litems, are very trained in assisting with children, mostly custody issues. Mm-hmm. But there's also for adoption and for guardianship for disabled adults.
I imagine being a guardian ad litem, am I saying that right?
You are.
Makes you a better attorney representing clients, because you've seen what divorce can do to kids. You've dealt with a lot of children. You've talked with them. You've engaged with them. Not that their parents haven't, but from a kind of a third party scenario. And maybe you can offer maybe just a little bit better advice or more well-rounded advice, having dealt with so many kids.
I completely believe that that's the case, especially when parents, when they're, you know, they're good people going through the worst time. So sometimes they're not acting their best or how they normally would. And I think our experience as guardian ad litems helps us to like let them know how certain things could harm their children or the impact it could have on their children if they don't maybe manage it better or try to co-parent, communicate, things like that.
Okay. Angel, you're sticking around. Don't worry. We got to hit a news break here. But if people are leaving the car, ATClaw.com, 630-426-0196. More with Angel Traub from A. Traub & Associates after Ron Brown's news here on WGN. John Hansen, host of Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Not our normal time. We'll take you till 7 o'clock. We'll be back at our normal time next Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. If you're new to the program, we introduce you to lawyers about town that can chime in on all sorts of issues, whether they're national trends, things happening locally, and we try to help you out. 312-981-7200 is our phone number and text number. And for this half hour, we're continuing our conversation with Angel Traub from A. Traub & Associates, ATClaw.com, talking about all things family law. And we are going to talk about divorce, but like you said, you do a lot more than divorce, adoption stuff, surrogacy stuff. I mean, there's a lot to get to in family law, isn't there, Angel?
There is. And I think adoption and surrogacy is a place that we shouldn't have dabblers. They should really know what they're doing.
Yes, I 100% would agree with that. Yes. All right, but let's pivot to divorce. We've talked about how it's a tough thing to go through, obviously. We have seen a growing trend over this country. This is nothing new, but it's probably continuing to expand. Well, you tell me, anecdotally, is that what you're seeing of people that are a little bit older, more advanced in life, getting divorced than were maybe 20 or 30 years ago?
So much so, even just in the past 5 years.
Oh, really?
So at our firm, we don't call it gray divorce. We call it twilight divorce.
I like that.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of it is the kids are gone now and they don't really know how to navigate this relationship anymore without, you know, the interference of children.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is upon retirement and now they have more time on their hands and realize that maybe their interests have grown apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even more so after the pandemic, there's been a lot more too. And it is, it's just really growing. And there's so many different dynamics and pieces that go into a twilight divorce than maybe a younger divorce. And I consider, I know a lot of the studies say it's age 50, but really I consider it more 60 and mm-hmm. closer to getting to retirement.
So I would think it would be way easier because the kids aren't involved, but I imagine there's more assets involved. And when you're together longer, it's maybe hard to decipher where that money was, who it belongs to, and how to split it, right? I mean, you really are, by 60, if you've been married for 20, 30 years, boy, your lives are entwined together, aren't they?
That is so true. And yes, the complication of the children is out of it, but there is more assets. There's retirement. There could be one person in receivership of retirement, the other person not yet. How do you divide those assets? Is it income? Is it an asset? So it is, there's different complications, maybe not more complicated, just different.
How do you guys unwind that stuff? I mean, you must have teams of people that can look at the finances of stuff, right? Because I don't know. Can you crunch all those numbers yourself? You must have people that help you out with that, right?
Yeah. So lawyers are not mathematicians. We're known for
it. I wasn't calling you out, Angel, by the way. I'm sure you're great with numbers. I didn't mean it like that. But generally speaking, yes, you got another things to worry about.
Right. So I personally am good with numbers. And we've got another attorney in our office who's fantastic. But there are certain programs family lawyers use or certain professionals. Sometimes we'll even get in like a financial planner or other services that we need, kind of a collaborative process with other professionals to make sure that the clients get all the right answers.
Do you find that those divorces, these twilight divorces, are more emotional, less emotional, or just the same as young folks getting divorced?
I honestly feel, believe it or not, after these long-term marriages, you would think it's more emotional, and it's typically not.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe it's, I mean, maturity at that age, you've seen a lot, and maybe it's not so acrimonious. It's just the recognition that, boy, we aren't the same people we were 30 years ago. And that can be, if you're mature about that, that can be a little bit easier to swallow. Maybe. I'm just guessing.
I think that's exactly right. You know, and I think growth of the twilight divorce is there's not as much stigma anymore for mm-hmm. the divorce. And I find a lot of our clients at our firm, they actually remain cordial or civil or friends or do things for their older children or grandchildren together. They just have come to the end of what is their, you know, romantic or intimate relationship.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people might hang on for the kids. And that's, of course, personal choice. If that's what you and your spouse want to do, it's okay. Some people say, you know, hey, if it's really acrimonious, it's better to split. And I'm not going to judge people what they end up doing. But when you get to a certain point, I feel like nowadays we are very much in the mindset of, hey, we only get one life on this earth. And I think for a long time, people in their 60s were just like, ah, just ride this out till the end. Whereas now 60 is the new 40 or whatever phrase you want to use. There's a lot of life to live.
That is so true. And I think that has so much to do with it. It's just, you know, we were very busy raising our children and very busy, you know, getting our careers off the ground. And maybe we weren't realizing that we were missing a piece that really makes us feel whole. Or maybe we've changed over the course of time. And it's just a lot more of that. It's less acrimonious for sure, unless there was a reason.
Right.
But a lot of times there wasn't a bad actor.
Right. What do you recommend for people, whether they're going through twilight or they're younger? At what point should they reach out to you? Is it when they've made that decision and they know they're going through with it? Is it when they're really starting to think about this process of divorce? I mean, at what point do you wish, in your ideal world, someone calls you?
I wish they would call me when they just start thinking about it, to be honest.
That early?
Yes, because I'm not looking to say, oh, ready, sign on the dotted line, right. Let's go. I'd rather tell them, okay, these are some do's and don'ts, so that if you do get to that step in the process, you're not going to be fixing mistakes. You're going to be trying to move forward in a way of dividing assets, living on one income instead of two, all of these things.
What are some of those do's and don'ts then?
Well, there's some definite do's and don'ts. One of them is telling your children without letting the other spouse be part of that decision of how you're going to do it.
Okay.
Another one is not spending money on outside marital purposes. And when I say that,
and what does that mean?
Gambling, debauchery, vacations with other individuals, things like that.
Okay.
'Cause that's considered dissipation. And you could have to put that money back dollar for dollar. So some of these things I just like to explain to people, you know, don't, yes, you might need the emotional support while you're going through this, but there's just certain things you shouldn't do.
Right. And if you've done those things and you get to the point where now you are calling yourself, like you said, you can do it, but you're going to have to unravel some stuff.
You're going to have to unravel it. And another thing I always tell people is, your Google search is not my law degree.
I like that you said that. I think a lot of lawyers think that when they come on this program, but they don't quite say that. But you're right. I think we all, also I'm sure a lot of doctors out there are thinking the same thing. The Google is not my medical degree. There's some places where maybe you could learn a few things, but you're right. Until you talk to someone, especially someone in the state in which you're getting divorced, where there's so many different laws, you want to talk to you, right?
Yes, and that is key, because a lot will go to these like legal outsourcing companies where they'll Google things and they don't realize that's not even Illinois law.
Right.
You know, we don't have community property, just certain things they tell me. And I'm like, that's not actually a thing in Illinois, right. Like a fault divorce. We don't have fault divorces.
Right. Right. Okay, Angel, I'm going to put you on hold here. We do have a question from Ken, but we'll get to Ken after the break. 312-981-7200 with any questions you have about Twilight divorce, Gray divorce, or something you're going through. We'll try and answer them. 312-981-7200 is our phone number to reach Angel, who is lovely, 630-426-0196, atclaw.com. More after this on WGN. Angel Traub from A. Traub & Associates here. Angel, you ready to take a call?
Sure.
I don't often let attorneys on their first show take a call, but you're ready for it. I love that. And let's go to Ken, who's going through some difficult stuff. Ken, just make sure you don't say the other party's name. I know you know that. Just always a reminder. And go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, I was surprised. 52 years old, threatening with a legal separation, and the spouse refused communication, to work together, to do anything at all. So I filed divorce, and it has become a contentious divorce on her part. $35,000 in legal fees. Over a half dozen motions have been filed, drawn. My lawyer does 15 pages responses, and then they're all withdrawn. The lawyers are chummy now. They're getting along with each other. She immediately filed a counter petition for divorce, so I am stuck. I tried to do a proposed settlement that's not being communicated. I just want done with the legal fees. I'm almost even thinking about just representing myself, because the judge isn't going to give her more than half. And I really don't know what to do, because I'm being told get another lawyer, but that's going to be very pricey for my lawyer to close it out, because it seems that it's endless hours that are being billed.
Right.
Like 15 hours to get billed. If you wanted $2,500, it cost over $11,000 in legal fees to get her that amount.
Right. I could hear in your voice, Ken, you just want this done. And I'm so sorry you're going through this, because it seems like you are very willing to reach a more acrimonious split here, but not the other side. So I'm just going to put you on hold here for a moment, Ken. Angel, what do you think generally speaking about that? I mean, obviously a lot of divorces end acrimoniously. This one clearly is on the other side. It's not going so great.
Yes, I think Ken sounds like he wants something that's amicable, but sometimes you just can't get that from the other side. And I'm sorry to hear you're going through that, Ken. I think, you know, I never really suggest someone represent themselves, because I'm always worried what that may be. And the court holds you to the standard of being a lawyer. So if you do something wrong, you could get your, petition dismissed or not what you have the right to.
And you don't get to like appeal because, I didn't know what I was doing. I represented myself. That's not grounds for an appeal or anything.
That is not a grounds.
Right.
There has to be something that actually went wrong.
Right.
But I think the best thing to get maybe the other side a little motivated timing wise is probably just ask the court to set it for trial. And you might get it done before trial, and that's great, but at least you have a timeline, and now you have certain times by which things need to be done. And either way, if you don't settle it before that trial date, the court's going to settle it for you. But at least that can give you some kind of end insight.
So, Angel, you're saying Ken, and I'll put Ken back on here, should just tell his lawyer, hey, I want a trial date. Let's get this moving along.
Yes, I unfortunately, but yes, that's probably the way to see an end date.
Ken, have you guys talked at all about a trial date or anything like that?
Well, I've communicated to my lawyer, and he seems to be in cahoots with the other lawyer, and I really need to change, and I don't know when to do it, and it's going to be very pricey to do that.
Right. I mean, what do you think about that in cahoots thing? Because I know lawyers are professionals. They're professionals, and a lot of times they probably cross circles. They maybe you have drinks at the bar afterwards, even if to the client that looks chummy, that's probably a fairly normal thing. I don't know. What do you think, Angel?
So I think this is the only career where you fight with your friends on a daily basis. So we are still a small community, and we do tend to be around each other a lot at functions and things like that. But I will tell you, it is a rare lawyer that is not going to do something in the best interest of their client just because they get along with the other side.
Right. So, but if Ken feels that way, I don't know. I mean, I hear you, Ken, because you don't want to just change a horse midstream or whatever that saying is, and that comes with costs, too. Ken, I would maybe communicate strongly about that trial date, right, to try and push that along. Angel, I'm sure if Ken gave you a call, you could at least chat with him a little bit about that sort of stuff.
Definitely. And I would say that if you really feel the two lawyers are getting along too much, that is totally in your right. You hired them. They didn't hire you. So I would maybe look elsewhere, but before you set that trial date, because a lot of attorneys have a difficult time taking something that's already set.
Okay. Ken, I'm sorry you're going through that. I'll give Angel's number again. You can call her if you'd like just to chat through something. Sure, she'd be happy to take that call and just at least talk to you about it, just to give you some a little bit better advice off the air. That number is 630-426-0196. And really, I could hear the strain in Ken's voice. I mean, we talk a lot about people going through mediation and how we say a lot of these great divorces or twilight divorces are just, they'll go fine. The reality is a lot of times they don't. And you really do want a fighter on your side. So while, Angel, you have to be the shoulder for Ken to cry on or whoever, you still got to be a fighter, don't you?
Definitely. Definitely. I think, you know, there's litigators and there's non-litigators. And if you're going to be a litigator and you're going to fight for what your client has the right to, you've got to be able to do it. Now, obviously, not everything should be a fight, because then you do get to where Ken's at, $35,000 stress, wants it over, you know. But there are certain things you can't let go. And mm-hmm. a lot of those having to do with children or the assets that you have the right to. So, yes, you need strong advocates on your side. And we definitely have that at our firm. And I think that you need empathy while you have strength.
Yeah, I was just going to say that the stuff with the kids is almost, those are deal breakers that I could see. Those are lines in the sands that both parents kind of take a side on sometimes. And it's hard to break. The assets, I imagine it's tough for you to tell someone, hey, I know you feel entitled to this and we will fight for this. But the reality is you might spend this much more going to trial. And is that worth the principal if you actually lose money in the process? I mean, you got to work through those X's and O's, don't you, Angel?
That's exactly right, John. And I think some clients want to get upset when they're being told to settle, but believe me, if we're telling you that, we're doing it for you, either financially or because we feel that maybe your ultimate goal is not attainable in full. And we want to try to help you to get some resolution that you can at least live with. You can swallow it, but maybe it's not everything you wanted.
How often do you go to trial these days for divorce? Or are the vast majority of them either settled ahead of time or done through mediation?
The vast majority are settled and should be. Trial is not what you want to happen.
Why not? Explain it to me, because I've seen a lot of TV shows about divorce and the trial doesn't look great, but tell me in real terms, why not?
Okay. It's only fun for the lawyers. I mean, it's not fun for anyone else, okay?
Right.
And
it's public.
It's public. It's expensive. It is so not amicable. So if you plan on, after this divorce, trying to co-parent with this person, but now you just had to knock them down, drag it out, say everything that they did to you on the stand or money, it's going to be a lot harder or take longer to mend that, to move forward, if you need to have a continued relationship in some respect with that person.
And often the trial, it's not like it happens right away. This is after talks of settlement have broken down. So you're already at wit's end before you even bang the gavel on the start of the trial, right?
And that's so true. And you've usually probably already gone through a pretrial conference with the judge where he makes recommendations, or she. And if someone didn't take those recommendations, you might be going to a trial really not to achieve anything different that you found out 6 months prior.
Right. Angel, we're almost out of time. Who should be calling you?
Who should be calling us? So anybody who wants to mediate a divorce and not get into the position that Ken is in. Mm-hmm. However, if you find yourself in that position, our firm has definitely got the strength and the compassion to do it. We have a lot of experience with the custody issues, the finances, and different things that people might have to encounter in going through this process. So basically, anybody that finds themselves with a family challenge should give us a call and we could help.
Divorce, surrogacy, adoption, all those sorts of things.
Guardianships, probate, family dynamic issues.
All right. Call, and earlier to better than to call you.
Correct.
As we've learned. 630-426-0196, atclaw.com. I'll give it to you one more time. 630-426-0196. Angel, it was good to meet you. Come back soon, okay?
Okay, it was great to meet you. Have a good rest of your day.
Atraub and Associates. We'll take a break. We've got news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.